Greetings and welcome to a special edition of the MERS podcast. I'm Kyle Malin, joined with John Roering, publisher of MERS, and Ed Zarpolis of Target Insight. We're hosting a special podcast today to talk about the results of a poll that MERS has contracted with Target Insight to do on Proposal 1, the road ballot proposal. John, from taking a look at what we saw here, it doesn't look like the yes vote on this Proposal 1 for road funding is doing well by the voters.
No, it's really interesting. We were just talking about it. We did a poll in April of 2014. We asked just about a straight sales tax increase for roads. That got 55% were opposed. On first blush, asking on this survey, we found again, even after 3 weeks of advertising, 55% of the people who are likely to vote are going to oppose the May 5th ballot proposal. And we've got Ed here to talk about some of the results. If you want, we can just kind of go right through the questions and we'll do some analysis when we're done.
So this is really interesting, Ed. So you asked the question a year after we asked it in 2014, and it really hasn't changed much.
No, it hasn't changed much. And the reason why it hasn't changed is still at the 55% no, and last year was 35% yes. Now it's 36% yes. It's for a couple of reasons. This is not a grassroots ballot proposal. This was started at the top, and you're trying to build the grassroots to get support on the ballot. Number two, roads has never been the number one issue in Michigan. Okay, only a third of voters believe that their own local roads are in that really bad shape, and less than half of voters believe Michigan roads are in bad shape. So there isn't this really groundswell from the street. They talk how roads the bads are, but when you're saying bad enough to want to increase taxes or pay more, or perceptually, it's just not there. Okay, and those are the core issues. The other thing is when you look at a bond or millage campaign, and like most of us who've done this for 20 or 30 years, the fact is that it's who's the messenger? Right now, the governor is tarnished on this. The Democrats spent nearly a year accusing him of he's the reason for the bad roads, misspending money, giving tax breaks to his friends, the money should have been used for the roads or taxing seniors. So they haven't found the messenger. Then you got the coalition. The governor there again is like a foot. They've Stafford without the team showing up for the plane. He's the only spokesperson.
Well, let's go over some of the results here, John. We'll get some more analysis from Ed in just a second. But we actually presented voters with the actual ballot language, and these were 700 voters likely to vote in the May ballot election. We're going to have a margin of error here of 3.64%. After reading the initial ballot language, this is the title.
We read the actual language as was approved by the Board of Campers, the 100. That's exactly all we read.
And we should be clear, too, we first asked without reading the language.
No.
On first blush, what is your reaction? And that's where we got the 55% opposed number, 36% in favor.
When you read the actual 100 words, the no vote goes from 55 to 65% no. It actually increases. And that also matches when those who see more of the ads are less likely to support than those who have not seen the ads. So the more they see about the ads, the less they're supportive of, because there's a credibility issue, a believability.
And then we asked another question here. Here's what the proposed constitutional amendment would do. And what was that?
Are the actual words from the ballot language, too. Because as part of the ballot language, when they go in the ballot back, they're going to be read the 100 words. And they're going to be explained what the ballot language actually does, the amendment to the Constitution. So after reading, there again, what was passed by the Board of Campers is that no vote is still at 63% no. Okay, so it does not improve no matter if we give them the 100 words or we explain what it's going to do.
Either way, it's still in the 60% no category.
Correct.
Yeah. And then we've also asked people if they'd seen or heard the ads. Maybe that makes a difference. And what you saw here, Ed, is that by and large, people have seen the yes ads, have not seen the no ads. It doesn't make a difference either.
And the bottom line is 72% of people said that they saw the ads, 25% no. What's amazing is amongst those who've actually seen the ad, only 40% are voting yes. Those who've not seen the pro ads, 51% are supporting the ballot proposal.
So the less you know.
The less you know, the better you're off.
You like this proposal.
Yes, you do. Because the bottom line is we've learned in ballot language going back the last 20 years, the more too much on a ballot proposal, if it's not simple, people get confused. So they'd rather go with status quo and vote no. Because when you go talking about the roads, and then you have the opposition talk about there's money going to special interests, the schools, and your registration fees going on stuff. The point being, it's not a clear, straightforward ballot proposal. for money. And also it doesn't tell specifically what you're going to do. The ballot proposal doesn't say how it's going to help your local roads, what the roads are, or what you're going to get.
Now you talked a little bit about credibility being a factor here. The messages that have come out of the pro campaign are pretty much generic people talking about safety. If the governor got on for a two-minute ad and explained this is complex and this is why and this is what it's going to do, would that make any difference?
It would improve because he's a known, especially amongst Republicans. I mean, his difficulty has been is that he's the only messenger. You've got Attorney General Bill Schuette. The point being, you've got this whole long list of people who say that they support this ballot proposal, but when you go to their own webpage, it doesn't even show who's part of the coalition. Mm-hmm. The people who are supporting the coalition, they're not doing their own ads. The labor unions are not going door-to-door. They're not doing mailings.
So Bill Schuette's opposition really hurt to say yes?
Yes, it has hurt because the bottom line, in fact, is who a part of Snyder's team is also supporting the ballot proposal.
Well, that's a good question. Well, let's talk a little bit here about the universe of people that you talk to. As far as Republican-Democratic breakdown, you have 41% Republican, 38% Democrat, and 22% Independent. If you were polling on a presidential election, this would not be the universe of people that you pick. But tell us why you did it this way.
Well, why I did this way, because we actually asked who's actually going to vote. We did the typical stratified random sample across the state and asked people how certain you are going to vote. And typically in non-general elections or in primaries, more Republicans show up than Democrats. The other thing that we know in special elections, more seniors show up than younger folks. So this is going to be an older electorate and more Republican electorate, which makes it harder to pass things. Now, we have to give some credibility here. The fact is that one thing has changed since last April is that Detroiters, okay, their support from last year at this time has actually gone up. So if you look at Detroit, amongst African Americans, there has been an improvement in Detroit. 53% of Detroiters are supporting the ballot proposal, yes. But at the same token, they're the least likely to say they're going to be willing to commit to definitely vote on Election Day. So Governor Snyder has to hope that, one, his supporters actually show up. The no voters are definitely to vote up. The yes voters are less likely they're going to show up on Election Day.
What other regions is this doing well in? And how's the gender breakdown as far as?
Well, women actually support it more than men. It's amazing, in fact, is Republican men support it more than independent men. So they have a problem amongst independent males and more Republicans. But women are, by and large, much more supportive of this than all. Amongst all men, it's 33% yes. Amongst women, it's 38% yes. But if you break it down by partisan stuff, amongst Democratic women, it's 45%. 21% support amongst independents and 36% Republicans. So the more Democratic you are, the more if you're a female, you're more likely supported than male. And the more partisan you are, you're more likely supported than an independent.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, these numbers don't bode well for the coalition. But is this still winnable for them? And we're, five weeks out?
Is still winnable because when I look at these numbers, and I've worked in a lot of millage and bond campaigns, they still have a lot of time. If they can solve the credibility problem, if they can find the right messenger, and they can get the coalition to actually show their faces and participate, and lastly, they got to create a grassroots movement for this thing. When I work in millage and bonds, if there is not a grassroots effort, I don't care how much money they spend, they still lose. There has to be a street level, we want this to get passed. Right now, it's just an ad, and the governor is saying it, but it isn't happening from the grassroots up.
I wanted to also ask you about polling ballot questions. There's been a criticism before from Mark Grebner over Practical Political Consultants that polling ballot questions through the regular telephone poll, as you did here, presents maybe some challenges in the results, and I wanted you to address that.
Well, first of all, I've already indicated the fact that I see from past experience that there's an opportunity here to steal the win, okay, even though it's showing no, because as I look at the data, this is a credibility issue, a messenger problem, and a visibility issue problem, okay? The problem is when you test millages or bonds, the poll does not measure the grassroots for the campaign, it doesn't measure the messaging or the credit of people actually promoting it. And so because this poll is done early out enough and they've spent money and there's been no change since last year, it's just telling me the fact that if they solve these key problems, they still have a chance to win. My poll is saying right now it's going to lose, but the internal show, it's more of an issue of credibility and messaging that's hurting them.
Now, as far as turnout goes, are you able to discern if there's particular areas of the state where turnout is likely to be better or worse? I don't know if you can tell that from what you were able to do.
Oh, yes. We did ask those questions. And the bottom line is that the more Republican the area is going to be higher turnout. The more older the neighborhoods, more senior, especially white neighborhoods, going to be a higher turnout. So those are the key areas. the more urban core, less likely to support. That's why I'm saying the difficulty is here. Even those amongst who support the or leaning proposal are from communities, tend to be urban cores, or people of diversity are less likely to show up for election day on this ballot proposal.
And they also don't have anything else to vote on either. As we took a look at last week, these urban areas have nothing else on the ballot. School board, nothing.
Nothing. Well, the other thing is, in fact, is that if I were the governor, I would find a Democratic partner of credibility. I know for those of us who grew up early enough in the 80s and 90s, if you can tell that every ballot issue, anything that was important to the state, who was always picked to be the spokesperson?
Frank Kelly. Yep.
Okay. I mean, if you had Frank Kelly, you knew you were going to pass. And also, to Governor Snyder's credit, in fact, he's been out there pushing hard. Okay, he's raised the money. But the point being, his numbers not as strong as Governor Engler's numbers were back in 1994 Proposal A, when that was an off year. Secondly, who is his Democratic partner? I saw that this week, they were talking about Carl Levin saying he's supporting. Well, that's the first sign of somebody that Republicans and Democrats say has credibility. The question is how active they're going to use him. And thirdly, if you have to look at all these coalition supporters, are they going to activate their members? Are they going to do door-to-door? Are they going to do the street stuff? This be more of a, you know, I can say I support you all I want, but if I don't give you any money or I don't do anything in grassroots, I'm just saying it to you to get you off my back.
Is Carl Levin the best Democrat they could get for this?
I don't think necessarily, because he's not the most viable. He's out there pounding on these issues. Frank Kelly was always an activist for the consumer. But if you're looking for somebody at least that they trust, he's the best thing right now the Democrats have to offer Governor Snyder, you know, who basically has always won very well, has respect of both sides of the aisle and all over the state.
What about Virge Bonaro, if they went that way?
For Central Michigan, yes. But, an angry mayor still does not cut it the rest of the state.
All right. Very good. Anything else that you want to say here about these numbers, Ed, that we haven't covered already?
Well, I think that as the campaign goes forward, the fact they have to look at is that the partisans can help, both Democrats can help the governor and Republicans can help the governor, but the bigger problem they're going to have is amongst independents, because that's the issue. They're a large part of this group. They're almost 20% right now of the poll. And the other thing is the fact is that the people between 35 and 49 are the ones that are tuned out to this ballot proposal. Seniors are actually doing quite well, but not the very young. Actually, the very young are quite supportive. They're actually leaning yes more than no. It's the 35, the 49-year-olds, those with the families and the kids. That's when they really need a lot of work. Those ones are always driving on the roads, going to work, whatever. They're the ones at least attuned to wanting to vote.
All right, very good. Ed Zarpola from Target Insight, thanks so much for your work on this poll. We appreciate it. And John, and until Monday, we'll sign off.